time is moving on, the clock is ticking. There's a great ambition and desire, certainly from a City Industry Council perspective, and indeed from an Ulster University and Queen's University perspective, that the medical school should be progressed and progressed as quickly as possible. And I'm very pleased to note that all of those leaders present, all parties who were represented this morning, agreed that the development of the medical school and the expansion of McGhee University are intrinsically linked, and that they can and will contribute to the overall growth of the city region alongside our city deal proposals. A medical school will be an essential resource for the North West, with the potential to boost the region's profile as a centre for clinical excellence and innovation, in tandem with pioneering research work that's currently taking place at Alton McGavin.
The perception has been that the medical school was all but signed, sealed and delivered. All it needed was ministerial approval. The collapse of Stormont meant that couldn't happen, and that is the only stumbling block. That is the only thing stopping that school from progressing. With that in mind, is there any way that the Northern Secretary's initiative to pass new legislation can help here?
Yes, and actually that's the interesting perspective of it. The Secretary of State did give room for civil servants to make decisions when it is in the public interest to make that decision, and it is my view, and indeed that view shared by all of the party leaders, that making decisions in relation to the advancement of medical school at the McGhee campus will indeed be in the public interest.